Hi everybody, welcome to another session. Today we're gonna be talking about oracle cards and tarot cards, how I use them in my life, and I just want to have a conversation about all the benefits that I have gotten from them. I'm curious to know how you use them, if you do use them, and yeah, I just want to have a conversation with you guys. Hi Violet, hi Layan, hi. I hope Eva is feeling better. Yeah, thank you for asking. Eva's feeling good. It was only a one day thing. So yeah, she had a rough night a couple nights ago. And I also had a rough day. I was sleeping majority of the day. So, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good today. Good morning from New York. Greetings, everyone. Amazing. So thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I'm curious to know, first of all, yeah, what is your experience with oracle cards or tarot cards, if you use them? What are the benefits that you find of them? And if you don't use them, that's fine. Just say, first time. For some people, this can be a very woo-woo kind of topic. That was me before, a few years ago. It's like, what do you mean you ask cards for divination? Like, how are they gonna tell you anything, right? That was my attitude. I was very skeptical. But I was curious, and I was really, I think curiosity is always the best aptitude to have, because if you don't know about something, just be curious about it. Just learn about it. And if you have someone who can model how to use that tool, just be curious and learn. And then you can decide after if you want to use them or not, but at least have an open mind, be flexible to at least give it a chance, right? So let me see. I love them. I use them for journaling prompts and when I'm trying to answer questions in my mind. Amazing. I find it very soothing. I use them to help tune into my intuition. Amazing. I am just learning. Thank you for your comment in your self-care course. Thank you, Becca. I did record an in-depth comment in my course about self-care that I have on Inside Timer, but I'm gonna try and cover the same things here in this live, okay? I use my oracle cards to gain clarity on certain situations in my life, but really keen to delve more. Also have tarot cards, but sticking how to use this fully and to their full potential. Yeah, that's me, Diane. I just got a tarot deck a few weeks ago, and I'm still learning how to use them, but I can share how far what I have gotten from them, and it's been pretty amazing without knowing much. So I started using them a year ago and was blown away with how spot on they were in my life. Now I use them when I am struggling or need to confirm something. I like that, Melissa. You said you were blown away with how spot on they were in your life. And that is something that it's happening to me. And sometimes I share this with friends and they are amazed about, this can't be like this. I can't be getting this card. This message can be, how is that possible? Because they just resonate so much with what the card is saying. So very powerful. I do not have my own, but attend lives with teachers that do. I find it interesting and helpful. Amazing, Lori. I invite you to get a deck. You will love it, but that's fine. If you enjoy the live session and you have enough with that, that's good. Same here, learning tarot, amazing. Look forward to hearing what you have learned. Yeah, amazing. So thank you so much for sharing, okay? This is really powerful, and I am glad that some of you are familiar. You are, obviously, if you are in this life, you are listening to this, you are at least curious about this. It doesn't mean that you believe or don't believe in this, but the more you put in, the more you're gonna get out of it. This is like everything in life, guys. Anytime you are using a tool, you are doing a practice, you are going to therapy, you are learning something, you are exposing yourself to something different, the more willingness, the more enthusiasm, the more curiosity, the more intention that you put into whatever you are doing, the more you're gonna get out of it, okay? So with the cards, it's the same, okay? If you come with no, this is not gonna work, I don't believe in this, this is bullshit, whatever, so then you're not gonna get anything out of it, because that's your belief. If you enter with curiosity and you enter with, I'm gonna give this an honest try, I'm gonna do my best, I'm gonna be open-minded, and I'm gonna believe that this can be helpful to for me, so then it's gonna be helpful for you. So, because this is the magic of this, like, if you believe it's gonna help you are right. If you don't believe it's gonna help you are right. So it is really your choice. Okay, I have 30 decks now. I love them so much. Violet, amazing. So look how many decks I have. These are my decks. 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is Eva's deck, because Eva got a new deck. It's about animals, spirit animals for children. And this is something that Samantha found in a store. And Eva was asking, she went to Ireland for a concert, my wife Samantha, and she asked Eva, my daughter Eva, do you want me to bring you anything? And then she said, I want you to bring me a crystal bunny. She didn't know what that meant, but she went to a store and then she saw these cards and then she realized, oh, there is a bunny. She's always curious when we are doing this. She always wants a card. She wants to be a part of the experience. So we got her a deck. So this is her deck. And these are some of Samantha's deck, okay? That I will talk about it. But let's just talk about how to choose a deck first, okay? If you are curious about this and you want to make this a part of your life, I really honestly invite you to get at least one deck. How do you get a deck? Do you want tarot or do you want oracle? My personal experience is follow your intuition. But if you don't want to get overwhelmed, I think oracle cards can be maybe a good starting point for you. Why? Because oracle cards are really simple, okay? So this is my deck, for example, and then the deck has 54 cards. So this is the card that I received yesterday. I always leave it on the top. So when I get a card, what I normally do, I put this like this, I put this like this, and I put this in my altar, and then I look at my card and I can see it every day, okay? But it's very simple, because you ask a question, you ask clarity about something, and you can ask a very general question, like, what should I know today for my highest good? That can be a question. If there is nothing burning that you wanna know more about, you can just say, what do I need to know today for my highest good? And then I normally shuffle the cards, and then you can pick one. I normally shuffle there until one card falls down. This one fell down for me, and this one says magic stream, okay? So I got the number 18, magic stream. So there is a picture, there is a number, and then there is a book associated with this card. I will go to the book, and I will go to number 18, and then I will read what the card is saying. And in this specific deck, there is the name of the card, there is a quote that you can read, and then this deck has, it will tell you a message if the card is upside or reversed, okay? So I like that you have both messages, depending on how the card lands. This is this deck, not all the decks are the same, okay? And this is the magic of Oracle decks. How do you choose your Oracle deck? I invite you to go to a store or go online and then look at them. Look what's available and follow your intuition, follow your gut feeling. Like which one are you attracted to? And then Oracle cards are beautiful because there are so many different themes. There is theme of animals, there is theme of nature, there is a theme of the law of attraction, there is a theme of shaman. This one is called, mine is called the Enchanted Map. And it has all this beautiful kind of like, I don't know, these pictures that I really love. But Samantha has one that is the Earthcraft, and it's all about practices. It's all about First Nation people. She has the Sacred Forest, and this is all about nature. And then some of the decks that she has, you can read about the deck. What's in the deck? Sometimes the card will give you a very explicit message. Sometimes it can give you a long message in the booklet. Sometimes there is a practice associated with the card that you just pulled. So if you like practices, then you can get a message, and then you can get a practice that you can do. So there are many different oracle cards with many different like pictures inside, different styles, different sizes, and I really invite you to go and follow your intuition. And majority of the time, something will happen. Like Samantha, one time she went to the store and she grabbed a deck and she was about to pay, and then from the shelf in front of her, a deck fell down. Literally. She said, I don't know how it happened, but this deck fell down on top of me, basically. And then I knew, my intuition told me, this is the one I need. So she put the other one in the shelf, and then she bought that one. And she followed that sign, if you want to call it a sign. But sometimes follow signs, follow synchronicities, casualties, however you want to call it. But when something weird is happening, follow that, because that's a sign that maybe that's your deck. Okay? So, yeah, so get a deck. And then you can do that. You can ask a very specific question, or you can be very specific. So, sorry, a very broad question, like, what should I know today for my hack is good? Or you can be very specific, like, what do I need to know about this specific situation that is happening in my life? Normally, you are not going to ask yes or no questions, okay? You are going to ask more information. And the beauty of this is that when you read the card, when you read the message, you are going to start feeling things. And this is the magic of using the oracle decks, right? You are going to start reading, or maybe someone else is reading it for you, if you are doing it with a friend, with a family member. Sometimes my wife and I, we pull a card together, and maybe she reads my card and I'm just listening, or maybe I read her card, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful way to create emotional intimacy. It's a beautiful way to connect with how we feel, to connect and reflect about what's happening in our lives. And it just sparks conversations that without the cards we wouldn't have. So this is very, very beautiful. This tool of cards allows you to create that time for reflection, for meditation, time with yourself. You can include a ceremony around doing your cards. So for example, right now in this room that I have this space here. So I normally light a candle. I have a little bit of Palo Santo. So I put the Palo Santo on the candle and then I smudge myself. And basically my intention is I'm trying to cleanse my energy. I'm trying to set a clear intention for the day or for whatever I'm about to do. And then you will ask something. So you will reflect, you will check in with yourself, and then you will see, what's present for me today? And maybe it's like, oh, I have a little bit of emotional charge about the conversation I had yesterday with my mom. Okay, I need to know more about that. So I will ask the card, what do I need to know about this specific situation with my mom yesterday, this conversation? So I will get a card and then I will read it and I will reflect about it. I will see how I feel. And I always feel something. Maybe I resist what the card is telling me. Maybe I totally resonate with it. Maybe the card helps me gain clarity about something. And just you verbalizing the question, just you reflecting about what you want to ask about, that's already a really powerful practice. That the more you do that in your life, the more results you are going to get and the more clarity you are going to gain. And guys, this applies for anything. So many times you come here to my lives, you come to my courses because you are trying to declutter your home. You are trying to manage your time. You are trying to practice more self-care. You are trying to communicate better with people. You are trying to learn about minimalism and how to apply minimalism in different areas of your life. We cover books. We cover a lot of things: time management, productivity, self-development, intentional living. And when you are doing this work, thousands of questions will show up along the journey. Like if you're trying to declare your home, for example, and you're feeling stuck, you can use the cards to ask, why am I feeling stuck when I'm trying to declare my kitchen? So you ask the cards and then you receive a message and then you gain clarity, and that's going to help you move forward. Maybe an emotion shows up. So you can ask about that emotion because you can ask as much as you want. Sometimes I sit there and then I get a message and then, wow, this is coming up for me right now. So I ask about that and I get another card for that specific thing. And then I get a message and maybe I want another card. And that's why maybe having a few decks is really helpful, because every deck has its own energy. Every deck is gonna give you a different kind of message. Okay, so I have decks that are very, very specific. So my practice right now, for example, right now I use three decks. So I use this deck first, and this is like a general message. Okay, so after I get this general message, I will ask this deck. And this deck is all about archetypes. And this one is in Spanish, by the way. So this is the archetypes, energetic archetypes that I can embody. So after getting a message of what I need to know, that is general with this oracle card, I will ask, what kind of energy do I need to embody about this message? And I will pull a card from here. And this card is going to tell me, it's the same idea. It has 54 cards. It has a booklet. And I will shuffle the cards and I will pick one, or one will fall down. And then inside the card, on the top part, you have the name. So this one is poet. So this is the energy of a poet. And this means it has a bright aspect and it has a dark aspect. So the bright aspect is what you want to embody, what the light of this energy, like the positive side of this energy, if you want to put it a label, okay? And the dark side is something to look for, to avoid. So, for example, this one says, express your vision, your interior vision of your soul through the language of symbols. So that's what you want to embody. That's the light aspect. The dark aspect, it says that you convert your power in something that will have negative consequences and something that will be destructive. So this is inviting you to reflect about this energy, to embody the light aspect of it, and to be aware of the dark side of this energy. So I will put this card beside the message, and then I have another deck, and this deck is about the law of attraction. And when I saw it, I really loved the graphics. I really love Stead and Jerry Hicks. I really love their videos. I really love what they talk about. I really love the book, Ask and It Is Given, that I'm planning on doing live sessions in the future about that book. But this is wonderful. It's also in Spanish. And I got Spanish cards because I started using cards with my friends and I was finding that English was a barrier for me to share this experience with them. So I decided to go to the shop and get one deck, but I finally got two decks, but that's okay. So everything happened for a reason. So I got this deck. I had four decks in my hands and I decided to only buy two. So this is the second one, the law of attraction. So I will have my general oracle card. I will have my archetype, my energy archetype card. And then I will have one from the law of attraction. And this card is beautiful. This one doesn't have a booklet, but basically I will shuffle and each card has a message in the front. And then in the back, it has something related to the law of attraction about this specific thing. So this will help me become better at attracting what I need in my life and embody what I need to embody. So I was inspired to use several decks because I saw Samantha doing that. She was asking a question and then we were asking a question about our business. And I remember that she asked a question and then she took one deck. She asked a question and then she took another deck. She asked the same question. She received a different message and then she used a third deck. And I was impressed in, wow, this is so spot on. And each deck, it's giving us a different angle about the same thing, but it correlated together beautifully. So that's what I am really loving, using different decks at the same time. You don't have to do that, but the more you do this practice, you are going to notice that you are gonna be able to do that, you're gonna have a more capacity, and you are going to enjoy one, okay? So you are asking, what are the names of the one? So the first one that I show is called The Enchanted Map, by Colette Baron-Reed. Okay, this is the first one. The second one that I share is called Cards of the Archetypes. Okay, and this is by Caroline Myss, M-Y-S-S. Okay, and the third one is The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. These are the three ones that I am using right now, okay? And combining them together is really good, okay? Yeah, Colette Baron-Reed, she has a lot of different decks. I actually have one in my hand that was about shamanic power or something like that. It was beautiful. And I regret not buying it. But I had like three or four decks in my hand, and it's like, and when I was buying it, I didn't know why I was getting them. I didn't know how I was going to use them, but I just followed my intuition, and Archetypes of Energy felt good to me. Law of Attraction felt good to me. And then when I started throwing the card, my intuition told me, now get the same from another deck and now from the other deck, and now put them together, and this is your full message. And I was like, wow, I didn't plan for that to be like that, but it just flowed that way. So yeah, so that's how I'm using that. And then, you guys have any questions about Oracle cards, anything that you want to add, something that you do in your practice that you would like to share before I go into the tarot cards? Because I really love listening from other people and how you use them, because there is not a right or wrong way of doing this. This is all about the intention that you put behind this practice, the questions that you ask, and then you are going to interpret the cards in your own way. So you have to follow your intuition. You have to really give this a try, okay? So are there times when the message does not apply to you? Becca, to be honest, very rarely that happens, okay? Sometimes it has happened and it's like, wow, I don't really understand this message. But then I will ask again, to be honest, or I will maybe ask the same question to a different deck. And majority of the times I see some relation. And then this is where your capacity to interpret the card, that you don't need to know anything. You just have to be present. You just have to read the card. You just have to be present with how am I feeling when I'm reading this? What's coming up for me? And I also notice that when I am doing a reading for someone else, like I can read the cards better. Do you know why? Because I'm in front of them. Because I see their face expression. I see their body language. I notice their breathing. I notice where they are looking at. And I can see a lot of information. Just the reaction that they get when I am reading the words is just so powerful. And sometimes they are reading the words and they don't get much, but I'm getting so much. And then I say, can I share a few things that came to me? And this is just my intuition, okay? It doesn't have to be true, but this is what's coming to me. And I share it. And then that sparks conversations and clarity and depth. And that's what's beautiful about this, if you can do it with someone else too. It's such a powerful practice. But yeah, if that happens to you, that's okay. Maybe the message is you are unconscious to it. Maybe, there is always a reason of why things happen the way they happen. Maybe you just have to polish your practice. Maybe you have to accept that sometimes things take time and things are not perfect. I don't know. Again, it depends on what you feel when you receive the message. And this is really, really personal for each person. Okay? Does eye gazing with someone bring the same kinds of thoughts as the cards? Becca, sometimes it does. But I think the cards, there are different kinds of tools, okay? Looking at someone else's eyes is good, but the cards give you a lot of context, okay? So one card, for example, let me just share one, for example, here. Imagine that my general card, I pick a deep freeze, okay? This is a card, deep freeze. So the message will be, the quote is, everything has its season. Now it's the time to put activity on hold while you rest. So that's the quote that applies to the card, even if it's upside down or reversed. And then you have a message if the card is upright, and you have a message if the card is reversed. So let me read you the upright, for example. It says, the cold winter becomes you to slow down and put a freeze on things that are not yet ready to bloom. It's time for regeneration and hibernation. Forgo ambitious creativity. A pregnant pause allows ideas to gestate, projects to shift and change, and relationships to go through a dreamy state of being, not going anywhere, not needing to. This is also a time to put all your arguments on ice. Nothing beneficial will come from any of them. Self-care is the most important activity now. So reflect, read a good book, or get a massage, rest and dream. So this is one example of one card. And each card has a different message. So the amount of information, the amount of ideas, the amount of strategies, the amount of emotions that this card is going to evoke from a person is richer than maybe you looking at that person in the eyes. After reading the card, you can look at that, you can gaze at that person in the eyes, and then, but that person is gonna have some context. That person is gonna be connecting with something that that card evoked in them. And this is the power of the cards, that when you read the message, the words are going to evoke something in that person that they are going to resonate with. Sometimes it's a positive resonate, sometimes it's something that is resistance and clogged energy and emotional like resistance that they don't know what to do with. But it's just pointing out something that needs work, or something that is requires appreciation, or something that they want to become aware of. So it could be a combination of things. I recently bought a deck with singing bowls. It has a QR code on one side that you can scan to hear the music of the bowl. Wow, Violet, that's beautiful. And it's so wonderful because there are so many different kinds of cards and with different kinds of ceremonies, with different kinds of messages. And that one sounds really good. Like having singing bowl music while you are reading the card or after reading the card can be a really soothing experience for many people, right? Did you put that card for a specific person? Some of that applied to me. Becca, see? I didn't have a clear intention. I just wanted to share a card, but nothing happens for any reason. Everything happens for a reason. And maybe that message was necessary for you, right? And I can pull a card after for one of you guys if you want to. But so this is about oracle cards and the power. Something else I want to share before I go into the tarot is that Samantha started modeling this for me. She started having her on deck and she was influenced by another friend that she had a spirit animal card. And I remember them always asking questions and then flipping through the book and picking one card and reading the card and always finding really cool messages. And then I started asking questions, but I wasn't really into it. I remember like 20 years ago, I did have a deck that a friend invited me to buy, but I never developed the ceremony and I never had anyone beside me to learn from. So it kind of died and I never used it. That was 20 years ago. So just imagine 20 years later, I'm here like trying to do the same thing. But now it's successful for me, at least. Now I can enjoy it. But basically what's happening is that I see us bringing the cards to social settings, to family settings, and Samantha asking, for example, with my group of friends, hey, anyone wants a card? Or she was actually asking for herself just something, and then someone saw her doing that and say, hey, what are you doing? And then she said, I'm just asking a question to my oracle cards. And then she asked, would you like one? And then he said, yes, I would like one. So he sat there. And then after 10, 15 minutes, the whole group, 8 people plus kids, were all around the table getting cards, having conversations about the cards, formulating very specific questions about things that they wanted to know more about. And then we were having a beautiful conversation. My mom, I was doing this with my mom, and then my mom got herself a deck of cards. Well, we got her one from a shop, and then we gifted to her. She started using them. She took those cards. She's a part of a theater group. And after theater, after practice, they go to have merienda. That is basically 6 p.m. They have here coffee and a pastry or something. So she brought the cards with her and there were like 12 people there. And I remember I went with Eva to visit them after. And they were sitting at the table, 12 women, laughing. And then, what are you guys doing? We are just getting cards. And my mom's deck was going from hand to hand. Everybody was asking questions. They did several rounds. They were having amazing conversations. And I was so impressed. It's like, this is amazing what a deck of cards can do. If they didn't have that deck of cards, they would not have such deep conversations. They wouldn't. 100% confident, because I didn't see that before. So this is another excuse, another power that this tool can have. I do this with my friends too, and now they are more open to getting a message. And it's always a joke, because I get a card, some of them, they don't believe in this, and then when they are reading the message, that this can't be true, because they are reading that and it's really what they need to do, or it resonates with them, and they say, how can this be? So I really invite you to give it a try, okay? So any other questions about Oracle cards, or do you want me to move into the tarot cards and my experience, my really short experience with them? Yes, don't be shy. Are you feeling inspired to give this a try if you don't have a deck? Are you feeling inspired to get one? Just curious. I already put some in my cart. That's amazing, Alisa. That's great. If you feel inspired, don't delay, okay? Just get it done, because it's very easy to forget about this. And my invitation to you is, like, if you have even the most remote curiosity about this, get one deck, whatever calls you out. You can go to a physical store if you want. You can go online if you prefer to go online. Do it however you want. Maybe you have a good friend that you know that they love that. Just ask them, could you please get me a deck and I give you the money, and just receive whatever they have to offer. You can get one of the decks that I shared here if you feel inspired. Like, whatever. But get one and put it in a place where you can see it, and create a little bit of a ceremony space for you. This can be a little table. This can be a corner of your house. This can be a corner in the kitchen. Whatever you feel that is time for you. And then you can have a little candle there, a little bit of incense if you want. You can play music, and then make it a habit. Have it in a place where you can see it all the time. Okay? I have a deck, but haven't used it much. I am a poor shuffler. So don't shuffle. You don't have to shuffle. You can just do this, and then do this, and just pick one. It doesn't matter how you do it. You don't need to shuffle. When Hay House has 50% off, I get a little crazy. I have a few decks and love them. I have the Marcel that you just showed, but I haven't learned it yet. Amazing. So yeah, so let's move into tarot cards, okay? Because tarot is a different concept. I'm still learning about it. You need to study the cards, but basically what I did, I cheated a little bit, and I got a beginner's deck, starter deck, that every card has on the top has positive traits, on the bottom has negative traits, if you want to call it that way. But there are cups, there are swords, there are major arcans, wands, cups. So there are a lot of different things that you just have to learn about, okay? But something that I did about this is, in the booklet that comes with the cards, there are different ways of how to throw the cards, okay? So there is a three-card throw that you can just basically say, this is a past, present, and future spread. So basically, I will shuffle the cards, I will put one, two, three cards beside each other, and then the left card will be the past, the middle card will be the present, and the third card on the right will be the future. And I just read the cards. And this is all practice, okay? So don't get overwhelmed. I don't know all the cards yet, but I'm just doing the spreads anyway. I'm not doing them every day as I do my Oracle cards. Right now I don't, but I use them when I need something more more in depth. So this is a spread that is a 10 card spread, okay? So this spread has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards in a kind of star form, and then it has 4 cards on the right hand side from top to bottom. So each card, each position has a definition, a meaning. So basically, I will shuffle the cards and I will put one, two, three, and I will follow the order of this spread that is here in the booklet, or you can download it from internet. And then I did this with my good friend Raul. We went to the beach, we put a blanket there, we sat by the water, and then he had a very important question to ask. And I say, "Are you willing to practice with me the tarot?" And he said, "Sure, let's do it." So I did this spread, 10-card spread. And then the interesting piece was that I was reading the cards and I am not very skilled at this yet. So I was like a little bit limited. And then we thought, hey, why don't we use the oracle cards to gain clarity about each of these cards? So from each of these 10 cards, tarot cards that we had in the spread, we went from card number one to then card number two, then card number three, all the way up to 10. And we were using the oracle card, the general deck that I had, to ask clarification. So, for example, the number one position means present position. Card number two means immediate influence. Card number three means goal or destiny. Number four, the distant past foundation. Number five, recent past events. Number six, future influence. So you keep reading each position of the card, and each position has a meaning. Okay? So this is a 10-card spread. It's a you need some time to do it, but we spent probably a couple hours on the beach, quality time, and he was amazed. He's like, "I can't believe that this is, I can't believe that the Oracle cards combined with the Tarot cards are telling me such detailed messages that I resonate so much with. This is amazing." And we were both like, "Wow, I can't believe that this is happening. Like, I don't know how this is happening. I'm just." And then that's the friend I was doing the reading with, because I was sitting opposed to him. So I was looking at him. He was reading the card, and then I was seeing his body language. I was seeing his breathing. I was seeing what he was doing. And then sometimes he said, "I don't know why this card is here." And I would have five things. He's like, "I know, because I don't know. My intuition told me. Can I share?" And then I will share with him, and then he will be like, "Wow, yeah." And sometimes he will realize things by himself. So the combination of the tarot cards with the oracle cards to gain clarity, it was beautiful and really, really powerful. If you go online about tarot cards, there are many, many different kinds of spreads. So there are 5-card spreads, there are 6-card spreads, there are many different kinds of spreads that you can use. And if you can have awareness of the options, you can then choose the one that your intuition is guiding you to. So you don't have to do a 10-card spread if it feels overwhelming. You can maybe do a 3 or a 5, or you can just ask an oracle card. But if you have the time and you are doing a proper ceremony with a friend and you do want to go all in, then combining both things can be really beautiful. And again, it's all about sparking conversations. It's all about reflecting how you feel, reflecting what you feel is the next step for you, gaining clarity, and keep asking better questions. And at the end of the day, this is what's happening. You are learning to ask better questions to yourself, to your brain, to your mind, to your consciousness, to the universe, however you want to call it. The more specific questions you ask, the more intentional questions you ask, the more intentional answers you are going to receive, the more intentional actions you are going to start taking. See? And this practice of sitting down using cards is allowing you to formulate the questions. It's allowing you to reflect how you feel. It's allowing you to become aware of what is next for me. What is the next thing that I feel I need to know more about? Or what is the next thing that I'm feeling resistance about? And you are constantly checking in with yourself. And then when you do this ceremony and you include something that you enjoy, like maybe fragrance, smell, a candle, the fire element, maybe you go to a place that is special for you, it's just an excuse for self-care. It's just an excuse to spend quality time with yourself, or it's an excuse to invite a good friend or a good family member and have a very special and very intentional time with each other, where you are going to be supporting each other by doing a tarot reading or by doing oracle cards readings or whatever. So, what is your experience, guys, with tarot cards? I would like to know if any of you is experienced with tarot cards or you have used them for a while. Because my wife, for example, she started with a really big deck, really big cards, and then she has used them more than I have. And then she gifted those cards to someone that she felt they needed them. And then she got this tiny deck now. It's very tiny, and but she loves them, and she's using them more. And she kind of knows what each card means now. She kind of knows the relationship with each of the there are the major arcans, and then you have the different kind of suits. Wounds, cups, and one is emotions, and the other one is feelings. The other one is, I don't really know yet, but she knows, so she can do a reading with more capacity. Let's put it that way, because she has practiced more. But this is all about learning. You can learn about each card. Someone was saying that there is a QR code that you can snap a photo and you can learn about each card. That is a beautiful way, and there is nothing wrong to start doing a spread and then taking your time to take each card and then learn about that card. And the more you do this, the more familiar you're gonna become, and the easier it's gonna be for you to do a reading. I am still learning, but I find that tarot gives me more blunt messages. Okay? I am a tarot and oracle card reader. Tammy, amazing. So you should be doing this live then. I gave that deck, I love it. Tarot seems a little complicated for me to grasp. Yeah, and that's why you have oracle cards, you have tarot cards, and you have different kinds of cards. Some people use books too. So you can ask a question, and then you can grab a book that you love, and then you can just choose a random page and start reading there, and then see if that message resonates with you. Some people do that. That's another tool for you to check in with yourself and to receive a message about something. So another deck that I wanted to share with you is this one that Samantha got lately. It's called Sexual Magic. We actually went to the store together and then we saw it. And then she said, "You want this?" And I said, "Sure, let's take it." So this is for couples, okay? And it's called Sexual Magic. They are oracle cards, okay? But the intention of this deck is designed to be for couples, so for intimacy. So each card is beautiful, each card has a different message, and then you can see that the it's very sensual, very very nice, very romantic. Some cards are romantic, some cards are really sexual, some cards are intentional, some cards are something like this. So each card has a different message, and then there is a booklet. And then what's nice about this is that you ask a question about couple, okay? And then each card has a message, and then each card also has a ceremony. So basically you can read the message that this card is giving you, and then there is a little ceremony that you can do with your couple. And there are also different kinds of spreads that you can do. So it's really nice. And it's one more thing to spice up your intimacy with your partner if you are guys open to this. So this is another deck that we added to our collection, and we have used it a couple times, and it's been really, really nice. So just one more idea. Let me see what you guys are saying. Yeah, there is a great course here on Inside Tarot with a beautiful explanation and meditation for each card, which makes it so easy. Yeah, I can see how a meditation on each card can help you really grasp the meaning of it. So that can be really, really nice. A good deck for those married a long time. Yeah, Becca, that's one more thing, right? To have in your arsenal. And again, so sometimes, guys, especially for those of you who have been in a really long relationship, a long time relationship, Alisa, you can share the name of the teacher, absolutely. Any resource that is helpful, like I don't mind at all. The more the merrier. So don't worry, share whatever you feel help you, because it will help other people, absolutely. So yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, when you have been in a long-time relationship, like Samantha and I, we've been together for 11 years. So for some of you, that's nothing. For some of you, that's a long time. But 11 years is a long time. So sometimes make intimate moments more intentional, more conscious, more magical. And also it removes the pressure from both of us to have to decide what to do. So we both decide, let's pick a card. So we pick a card, we read the message, we talk about what that message, how we resonate with it, or what came up for us about that. So that's already quality time, that's already emotional intimacy. And then there is a practice, and maybe one practice is grab a candle, put it in the middle of your partner's belly, and maybe spend 90 seconds being grateful for things that they have done for you. And maybe you reverse roles, and that's one practice. Another practice was, what was another practice? Yeah, take like bracelets of specific colors, put it around your partner's wrist, and then anytime you feel like giving them a kiss or doing something, you do that, and then you remove one of those. And then I don't know, it's just things that you would not do them otherwise. And it's kind of something that is just about us. It's kind of secretive. No one knows what's going on. And it's one more thing to spice things up a little bit, right? So, yeah, Lisa, I know Kezia Gibbons. I know her. We actually were together in the summit, and I love her. So yeah, I know that she does tarot cards. Amazing. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure she has amazing content that you guys can explore. Absolutely. Sandy says, I just follow your tip, Emilio. I asked a question and picked up a book. My question was very specific, and I am amazed how the page I chose actually addressed my question. Yeah, because at the end of the day, guys, this divination tool called Oracle cards or tarot cards, or flipping pages in one book and pointing out, at the end of the day, you are setting an intention and you are receiving a message in different ways. Sometimes you ask a question. I do this a lot. I have a question, I ask, I need to know more about this specific situation. I am open to receiving, and I just close my eyes and I sit in silence and I just try to stay still. And I try not to think about it, I just try to be still. And then I just pay attention to whatever. I don't know if it's an idea, I don't know if it's coming from my mind, or I don't know if it's coming from the universe, I don't really know, but sometimes things come to me and it's like, wow, yeah, I didn't think about that. Or yeah, that clarifies this. And sometimes nothing shows up, but sometimes things show up. So there are many different ways of getting information, getting answers, okay? And Oracle cards, tarot cards is just one of them. So guys, this is what I had for you today. What did you think? Do you have any questions? Do you want to see a specific deck? And as always, remember that if you can support me with a donation, I am always grateful for them. If you want to learn more about Oracle cards, I'm sure you can follow the resources that someone shared here. You can go online to Google and just type get started with tarot, or maybe you can get a book at the library, or maybe you can buy a book. There are many, many resources to learn more about. Okay? But the secret is to get started. Get started and get practicing. And that's going to start allowing you to get good at it, right? Could I please see the art of the deep freeze card? Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I should have known it was Kezia. Thank you for sharing info. Yeah. She's a really nice girl. I know her, so you are in good hands with her. Let me see if I can find the card. And then let me see. Coffee and crystals, IT Life on 25 with Violet. Amazing. Yeah, crystals is also something that you can explore more about, and again, you can include them in your practice, and your practice can have crystals, it can have oracle cards, tarot cards, it can have anything that you want. It's your creation. I think I have a life schedule about talking about altars and how to create your own altar. So I hope that you guys are interested. So Becca, this is the deep freeze card. So you see there is a lion on freezing water. Everything is frozen. There is a tree. There is a water. And the lion is pretty much hibernating there. So that is the graphic of that deep freeze card. Okay. Good talk, gracias. Thank you. Thank you for your energy today. You are welcome, Melissa. Amazing. So guys, thank you so much for showing up today. I really appreciate your time, your presence, your curiosity as always. Please give this practice a try. If you felt any curiosity, if you don't have a deck and you felt curiosity, get one. Ask the universe for one, and maybe it shows up in a magical way that you didn't expect. Or just go to the store and get one, the one that calls you, and start practicing, start using this practice, and start sharing it with other people. And you will be amazed at how much interest you will most likely receive from people that you probably wouldn't think that they would be interested, and how much laughter, how much deep conversations is going to spark with just a deck of cards. At least that is my experience, at least. Okay, and I hope it will be yours too. But again, you will get whatever you put in. So if you treat this as a beautiful tool that is magical, you are enthusiastic, you give 100% of your energy and presence, and you just make it a ceremony, and you set the intention, and you match yourself, and you light a candle, it's just that experience alone is amazing, right? And then you, on top of that, you do a reading. I promise you that you won't not like that experience. It's gonna be quite the opposite. You will love it, okay? And then share how it goes. Share how it goes in the comments, or share how it goes in the circle. Or if you're taking one of my courses, share how that practice is going there. Just share it, because sharing is loving, okay? What deck card would you recommend for the very beginners? So LK, what deck would I recommend? So to be honest, like I really like the one that I have from this author. It's Colette Baron Reed. This one is called The Enchanted Map. She has a lot of different kinds of decks with different kinds of themes when it comes to the pictures. But I really love how concise the messages are. I really love the cards, how they feel, and the images inside are really beautiful. Another artist that you can explore is called Denise Lin. Okay, Denise Lin. This one is called The Sacred Forest. Samantha loves this deck. This is another artist that she has a lot of different decks that you can explore. Okay. If you like the law of attraction, you can explore this deck from Esther and Jerry Hicks. But my recommendation will be, depending where you live, type on Google Maps, tarot cards or tarot or oracle cards shop or magic shop or esoteric shop, something like that, and then see what's available around you. For example, in Barcelona, there is a place that is called the Tarot Museum. It's not a museum, it's a shop, but it's huge. It has so many different kinds of cards. And that's where I took my friends the last time, because I was so impressed in how much selection they had. So I recommend that you go somewhere where you can see and you can be in that energy, and then you can see what are you attracted to. And take your time, don't rush. Grab a deck. Majority of the times they have, one of the decks is always open, so you can look inside, you can look at the cards, you can look at the book. And if you like it, then you buy a closed deck. But they normally have a deck that you can look at. And if not, if you don't have the option to go to a shop or you don't have one around you, then go online and just shop online for oracle decks and then see what's available, read the descriptions, and see which one you are called into using. If you have someone in your life, someone in your circle that you know that they most likely have a deck, ask them to do a reading for you. Ask them, what decks do you have? Can I see them? Which one do you recommend for me? Where did you get it? Just get curious and ask questions. And that's how Samantha found this place, because she met a woman here in Badalona. She went to her house, they did a reading together, and then she said, you have to go to this shop. And that's how we discovered that shop, because we were going to another shop, but they didn't have a lot of variety. So we were very limited in what we could get. So, is this recorded? Yeah, Becca, it's recorded and it will be available later today, okay? I have the map book, Sacred Forest is a favorite, amazing. I am curious if us beginners should follow the lead here and get the same decks you have shown us. Becca, again, I invite you to follow your intuition, okay? I invite you to at least go online and look at a few decks. And you can get started with Denise Lynn, Colette Baron Reed. These are two major artists that you can explore, and they have different kinds of decks. Maybe type these names and see what they have, see if something calls you, or just type Oracle decks, authors, and then learn more about the author, and sometimes connecting with the person. And if you feel connected to the person, then you most likely are gonna feel connected with what they have created. So that's something that you can also do that way. If that feels, again, there is not a right or wrong way of doing this. Just follow your intuition. And if you want to get one of the ones I showed, by all means, so do that if that's what you feel inspired to do. There is not a right or wrong deck, okay? So the deck that you need will find you, but you just have to make sure that you are receptive to it. I got the Enchanted Map deck and love it. My husband has found it eye-opening. Yeah, I don't know why, Erin, like this deck, to me, it called me because it didn't feel as feminine as the other ones. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but when I saw this, it's like, yeah, this kind of, I see men using this more than others, right? But that's maybe my judgment. So, but I was drawn into this one. But that store didn't have a humongous amount of options either. I think there were 4 or 5 different decks. So it's not like having 50 decks or 100 decks in front of you, right? So just do what you can, okay? Maybe you covered it already. There are websites where you can consult various decks online. What is your opinion on that practice? Sandy, if that calls you, just do that. That's called research, okay? But don't let the research, don't let logic get in the way of you actually getting a deck and start using it, okay? So maybe set a deadline of saying, okay, I allow myself 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, whatever feels good to you, to explore this, and by that time, I will get one deck. That is the goal, I will get a deck, okay? So just make it clear, because if not, it's easy to procrastinate, it's easy to let perfectionism get on the way, and then you won't have a deck. And I want you to have a deck in a place where you can see it every day, if that's what you wish. I don't want you to have to wait, okay? And I don't think there is such thing as a wrong deck, okay? Because you can get one, but you can get another one after, and you can combine them. You can, maybe Samantha bought a bunch of decks and 2 of them were gifted. Like my friend Raul, he got one because it was from an Australian guy. It had dot painting art, and he came home and I remember he looked at the deck, he opened the deck, and then he was amazed. And Samantha said, Raul, I don't know why I bought this, but this is for you. And then he was crying. He was like, really? Ooh. And he was just crying because he was so emotional, right? And that's his deck. That's how he received it. So maybe you are buying that deck for someone else. Who knows? Okay. Okay. So guys, thank you so much for being here today. Let's just finish with a little bit of the singing bowl to close the session. And I invite you to close your eyes if you can. Take a couple of deep breaths. And And I invite you to transition out of this session with intention, with love. And with presence. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope to see you next week on Tuesday at the same time. Okay? Adios.